Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Thousands rally for Kentucky Clerk Kim Davis and other clerks in Kentucky in support of their right to conscience and religious freedom. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, founder of BarbWire.com, to talk about this. Matt, just a few days ago, on a Saturday, thousands of individuals came together in the Kentucky state capitol in Frankfort, Kentucky, to support Kim Davis and other Kentucky clerks who are standing for their deeply held religious beliefs and refusing to issue same-sex marriage licenses. Liberty Counsel represents Kim Davis, and we are very pleased to be able to stand with her. But I was very encouraged. Certainly, Kim Davis was very encouraged as well. And you can actually watch her as she briefly addresses the crowd. She is literally brought to tears when this crowd, conservatively estimated at between 7,000 by one estimate and 10,000 by another estimate, large numbers to come together in the Kentucky State Capitol to support her. And she got a standing ovation when she came to the podium. So we want to thank those that are standing with her. We also want to encourage people who are listening, whether you're in Kentucky or not, that there is a large group of people that continue to hold to our Judeo-Christian values and are willing to stand up.
Well, Matt, the polls are showing that, in fact, those numbers are skyrocketing, upwards of 80% or so, according to a number of the most credible polls, show that folks are saying that religious liberty must trump this notion that people have to be forced to participate in counterfeit gay marriages. And that includes, you know, when people become a government employee, they don't check their First Amendment guaranteed religious freedoms at the door. And this idea of gay marriage, this newfangled novelty, has foisted on America without any constitutional precedent, without any historical precedent, without any constitutional rooting or grounding or explanation by five radical leftists on the United States Supreme Court, lawyers. And the First Amendment trumps this judiciocracy, this judicial activism. And so to see that kind of support for Kim Davis, and we need to point out here, no one is saying that, you know, there are other alternatives for folks to go. No one is being denied a same-sex marriage license in Kentucky. We're just saying that Kim Davis cannot be forced herself to participate in this sin, and that's what it is.
That's what it is. In fact, Kim Davis is a strong Christian, and she believes, like many Christians, most Christians, and frankly most Americans, that marriage is between a man and a woman. And she is being forced to license something that is directly contrary to her core religious convictions and to the scriptures themselves, to license something that is sinful, a sinful relationship that just simply is not permissible under the scriptures. Now, she has no animosity towards any person. And as you said, for example, there are other alternative ways. There's a number of counties in Kentucky where people can get licenses if they so choose. There's other opportunities as well. I'm not condoning the fact that there should be marriage licenses. I'm just saying that there's other options that are available. You don't have to force someone to violate their conscience, and yet that's what the ACLU is wanting to do. The plaintiffs, they're not content with just getting a license. They want to have specific people who have strong religious convictions to the contrary to give them the license. It's like saying that you might want to have a pork meal. Well, that's fine. It's a completely different scenario. But now are you going to force someone who's a Orthodox Jew to make that pork meal and to give it to you? No, you wouldn't want to do that. You'd want to respect their conscience, their right to free exercise of religion. You can go get that meal someplace else with someone else. It's completely different scenario here, because here we've got something that's incredibly contrary to her religious beliefs, and they're trying to force her to violate them. We're just simply asking the court on this appeal, as we represent Kim Davis, to accommodate her religious free exercise. Kim Davis did not abandon her constitutional rights of conscience and free exercise of religion when she took office.
And Matt, there are a number of clerks around the nation that have resigned instead of conducting these counterfeit same-sex marriages and being engaged in issuing the licenses and so forth. But I believe Kim Davis is setting the proper example here. Don't resign, refuse. Engage in the kind of civil disobedience akin to what Martin Luther King engaged in, and another Christian, the Reverend Martin Luther King. But really, this is a civil disobedience. It's not even really civil disobedience. This is just obedience to God. And the civil, the court right now, has run afoul of God's design for marriage, of the historical design for marriage. So it's not even really civil disobedience. It's just going by the historical precedent and God's design for marriage.
Yeah, and in fact, and I think it was encouraging for those that were there, and especially for Kim Davis. If you go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, there is a press release that we issued, and there's also a video that you can see of Kim Davis where she stands up briefly. She says she can't say very much because the case is in litigation, but she talks about her faith and she talks about God. And before she's able to speak, she breaks down in tears just as the crowd is applauding her. And one person, as the crowd applause dies down, shouts out a confirmation of support for Kim Davis. And she's brought to tears with this overwhelming support by 7,000 to 10,000 people that are gathered there on a Saturday afternoon in support of her and other clerks. So that was a very encouraging moment. I think it'll be encouraging for you to see that as well. Don't think that you're the only one who thinks the way you do, that you are holding to Judeo-Christian values and you're in the minority. You know, it doesn't really matter whether you are in the minority or not. God's truth is not judged by how many people accept it or not. But it's judged because it's coming from God, and it is true. It's clearly taught through scriptures and through millennia of human history. The obvious union between a man and a woman has been the very foundation of every society. What we have, however, are five lawyers on the Supreme Court who think they have the right to redefine the natural created order, which they certainly do not. And we want to applaud Kim Davis and others like her who are standing for their convictions.
And standing on her oath to the United States Constitution and the Kentucky Constitution, as Justice Roberts pointed out, he said, you know, relative to this Supreme Court gay marriage decision, he said, don't cite the Constitution, don't celebrate the Constitution. It had nothing to do with it. So the judge mentioned something about Kim Davis has a duty to uphold her oath and issue these gay marriage licenses. Baloney. The oath, when she took her oath, was to the United States Constitution and to the Kentucky Constitution, neither of which gay marriage has anything whatsoever to do with. Five attorneys, radical extremist leftists, happen to disagree, but this is by design. This is what the secular left had intended with this, to use gay marriage as a hammer against the free exercise of religion, and Kim Davis isn't having any of it, and she's getting a ton of support for her stance.
Well, the laws of the United States Constitution, the Kentucky Constitution, and the Kentucky Religious Freedom Restoration Act require and provide that her religious convictions ought to be accommodated. That is the very essence of why America was birthed for religious freedom. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, read our press release, and follow the Kim Davis story. Again, the website is lc.org. You can also go to libertycouncil.com. At libertycouncil.com, you can sign up for one of our several different emails. We have one that's a grassroots action email for Liberty Counsel, one for Liberty Counsel Action, which is our 501c4 public policy arm. Both of those deal with different things on the issue of religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, family, and Israel. But one is a policy organization, the other is a public interest educational organization. You can get both of those emails at libertycouncil.com. Also, sign up for our, or learn more about our partner program. The partner program allows you not only to receive information about these issues, but allows you also to receive online training and more than that, to be able to communicate with your members of Congress with unlimited numbers of faxes. Go to libertycouncil.com for more information.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.